Welcome to the podcast today. I am so excited to talk photography with you. This podcast is called Your Photographer Mom. My name is Lissa Chandler, and I am a photographer based in Fayetteville, Arkansas, who has been shooting photographs her whole entire adult life. And I'm a total mom. I got the three kids, I've got the two dogs, and I've got an awesome husband too. So just total mom over here, all the vibes. And I am just so excited to talk about a really important question with y'all. And that is this: what if I want to switch genres? Guys, this episode is so freaking important because sometimes this happens. So if you started your photography business when you were 22 and started out photographing high school seniors, it's possible that eventually you'll be 33 and wanting to pivot into weddings or family photography. And then you might be 44 and want to pivot back to seniors or into something totally new like stock or real estate or formal studio portraiture. What's great though is that you are still going to be the same person. And if you've been shooting heavily in one genre, it is possible to pivot. It's not easy, but it is definitely possible. We're often told a myth that every photographer needs to be completely niched down, and that for most photographers, this means a specific style and a specific niche. As a photographer who has not ever totally niched down at any one time, though, I can tell you that if your work has a consistent voice, maybe the way you use color or the way you photograph connection, you'll be able to pivot at different points in your career. It's not going to happen overnight, and it can definitely still be a struggle, and there'll be times where you're like, what am I even doing? But if you are a wedding photographer that wants to focus on newborns, it's totally possible to make this change. So, first up, if you want to switch genres, take a deep breath. What I mean is this. Again, we're told so often that you have to niche down, that you have to do things a specific way. And there is some truth that I will say this until the cows come home, is that there is truth in niching. When I talk about not niching down, that is not for the faint of heart. I'm saying that, yes, there is absolutely value. If you want to niche down on a specific subject, that is the fastest way to grow your business. If you want to be a family photographer who photographs people in fields, the easiest way to do that is going to be showing a lot of photography work in fields. And that's your vibe, that's your thing, that's great. But that's going to be different. Like, okay, so if that's what you're trying to niche down on, it's going to be easier to build that because all of your content is going to be families and fields. And if you post like a couple at a record store, that doesn't quite fit the vibe of families and fields. And so that's why it can get a little like, kind of feel like juggling when you're building your niche, and why it is so important to have that niche and how you can grow faster with the niche. However, as someone who has been doing photography and creative work for a long time, I like to do a feeling. I like to bring myself into my work as much as possible and have a lot of fun with it. And so for me, even though for a long time I mostly focused on weddings, I always photographed other things like high school seniors and families. And now I'm trying to get more into families in 2024, and it's so freaking fun, but I'm still taking weddings and loving weddings. And in a year, I'm very open to the fact that like maybe families won't be the best fit. I spent last year really trying to establish my mock-up store that I have on Etsy where I sell stock photography. And it's really, really fun. Like, I love that. But it was really hard, and I'd have to be like, what am I doing? So, first, take a deep breath. It is scary to change genres. If you know photography as a wedding photographer, that means that you may not know family photography. Now, you'll have experience working with people, and that's what's going to carry you over and carry over your voice and expand on it and make it bigger. So the first thing I'm going to say is build your portfolio. There's a couple ways to do this. One, I am a strong believer in always shooting for yourself. I don't think that you should like photograph someone for free because they asked for you to photograph them for free. But I also feel like when you are shooting consistently for yourself and putting together concepts and ideas that you come up with yourself as an artist, that you're going to be able to draw out more and have more of your own emotional, your own feelings and your own heart in your photographs than you would otherwise. I think it's really important to really focus on like on being a selfish shooter. And I know that sounds kind of funny in like a field where you really need to pay attention to people and like get to know them. When I say selfish shooter, I mean like you have to pay attention to what is going on so that you can like create the work consistently throughout whatever niche and genre you want. So one way to build your portfolio is if you're a new photographer and you want to be a wedding photographer, focus on weddings, share weddings, but still shoot families. If you think that there's this part in your brain that thinks, okay, I might want to switch one day, I might want to do something different, you can still take clients and not show a lot of them. That's one thing you can do is you can take clients, you can do work that you may not be sharing a lot while you're building one side of your business. That's something you can do, and that will also help you get better at that kind of photography. Another is, of course, to do like casting calls. And you can also, for example, if you want to be a newborn photographer, you can, and even shooting weddings, you can really get offer some free sessions or discounted sessions to people whose weddings you might have photographed, or like you have those connections. So if you have a casting call, you might end up being able to fill those casting calls a lot faster if you know people who are in that stage of life. So for example, if you're 30 years old and most of your friends are having babies, it's going to be easier to transition into babies than if you are a new photographer who's 20 and most of your friends don't have babies. Like, it's going to be easier because of your life stages and what's going around you at that time. So you can build your portfolio that way. Another way that I really believe in strongly with building your portfolio is making the most out of what you are shooting to be able to pivot that content. So one of that is if you are a wedding photographer and you want to photograph families more, that would be focusing a little bit, paying a little bit more extra attention to things like family formals, like how can I make this fun? And then while you're still posting wedding content, you can post like some behind the scenes type of photographs of families. Like you can share more, like I know that family formals are very different at a wedding than like a beautiful, funny, wonderful family session, but you can highlight families more in what you are posting and like in your blog posts, in your Instagram posts. All of those things will be so fantastic and so great. Like, I love that. Like, it's something that you can really use to pivot and like have that feeling. So if you want more of a feeling, have that. If you're a wedding photographer and you wanted to do more with babies, like, you know, if you have a photograph of a bride holding a baby, you can post that one. Like, that's a fun thing. There's things like that you can really do to strengthen your portfolio without actually doing anything different than you're already doing. So that is so important to really just build that portfolio and get your work out there. Again, the first thing you need to do is take a deep breath and know that it's going to take some time. It's not going to happen overnight, just like you didn't establish your business overnight either. The next thing you're going to do is work on the relationships you currently have. So if you're wanting to switch genres and you've been shooting product photography and you decide you want to photograph high school seniors, what you're going to want to do is you're going to work on relationships that you've maintained through product photography, and then also see if there's anyone in that group that can model for you. Think of it more like when you're starting photography, a lot of times you'll go to your friends and family, but if you are switching genres and you have a large client base, you can always talk with past clients. You can always put up, again, casting calls that your past clients might respond to about having a free or discounted session. And then the whole thing, though, is that you have that idea. So I really believe in shooting fun stuff in the meantime of my normal client work because it keeps my eyes and ears open to what I like to shoot personally. But keep that as a way to work on those relationships, is to have those shoots and then keep on them. So one of the most important things that we miss in discussions about photography is that photography is a relationship with everybody that you photograph. So if you're constantly getting like photographs where everyone is happy, you're doing something to make that happen. You're doing something to make those photographs happy. If you're getting photographs where people are comfortable standing in the rain, that means that you are doing something that is making people feel comfortable standing in the rain. So work on those relationships with your past clients, with your future clients, with anyone who is currently interested in booking you. Work on that with people that, of course, is just in your daily life. You can always have a friend or family member model for you. You can always go to a modeling agency. Modeling agencies, I feel like, are really underused, ironically, in the photography world. And you might have to sometimes pay a model, but if you have a good vision and you have something that you want, that means that the photographs are going to be so freaking good, and it's worth that time and investment to really make more of what you want. Like, one thing that I have done definitely, like when I started senior photography, like really getting into it and deciding I wanted to get more into this, and this was like 10 years ago, I've always worked with modeling agencies to an extent, and that's something that I did then, was contact a modeling agency, booked girls in that age and built a whole new senior portfolio in like a weekend with like 5 shoots. And it was a lot of work, but it was really fun. And it gave me some really fun marketing pieces for what I could use for my senior work. And again, seniors have always been more of the like side part of my business, but I've always photographed seniors and I'll probably always photograph seniors. And it's really, really fun. Like, it is fun. So for me, because I mostly am very interested in shooting for a feeling, this would be like if the feelings of my photographs changed a little bit, it would be like, if I wanted to do so, for example, because my photographs are bright and happy, if I wanted to go a little bit darker, a little bit like grungier, I would probably have some shoots peppered in that I did for myself or did with a modeling agency that are a little bit more that vibe. And I would pepper those in to my work as I evolved it. And then that way people would be booking me off of both of those aesthetics and they'd be pulled together and I'd be able to pull. If I decided to totally go into the darker aesthetic, then I could do that very organically from what I was posting and creating. And then it is not as much of a shell shock. You don't want to like have one style or like be in one genre and then like flip overnight. Like if you're only shooting photographs of flowers, you don't one day just want to shift your whole online persona on your whole portfolio to like photographs of crocodiles. Like that won't work. You have to have a bit of a transitional period. So like, oh, there's a crocodile in a garden. Like you have to do things like that that will really get you moving from one spot to the other. And when you're doing this, it's really important to come up with unique marketing ideas. So if you are an experienced photographer, you're not a new photographer. New photographers really have the route of like photographing their families and friends. Photography is new, it's exciting. They're still kind of learning as they're shooting. But if you are an established photographer and you want to move into something a little bit different, what you need to do is come up with unique marketing ideas. Think of ways that you can get more eyes on your work that feels organic and authentic to you personally. So this will be different for everyone. For example, like if you love to paint, like if you love to do watercolors and you're in a watercolor class and you want to move into more lifestyle photographs, or if you want to start featuring artists, find a way within your watercolor community to market those really fun, more lifestyle photos. You could do so much there if you started brainstorming about it. If you want to be more, if you move, if you are moving, if you're the genre that you're moving is not actual genre like seniors to weddings, but it's like moving from one city to the other, think about what you can do for SEO. Like think about different things you can do for SEO. Go and photograph local venues. If you're wanting to be a wedding photographer and you don't have the SEO, meet with them and see if you can photograph their venue and do a blog post on it featuring it. And then you can build that trust. You can meet those people. You can work on those relationships, build them out and come up with these unique marketing ideas and then have a place on your website where people can go and see it. And then when someone comes to you and they're like, oh, I'm getting married at X, Y, and Z venue, you can be like, oh my gosh, I love them, and tell them about your experience being there. Not like talk their ear off. That's not what I mean, but you can like have content to show them and you can like know what they're talking about. Like you can envision it. And then number 5, this is kind of going to be a fast episode, guys, is that know that sometimes it's going to be half in and half out. So we talked before about that kind of transitional period, and that is when you are trying to switch that genre. So again, this could be literally anything. It could be switching from photographing newborns to photographing houses. Like there's so much that you can do when you are switching genres. It could be just moving again. And so when you are in that transitory time of still booking one genre and not moving fully into the other, there's going to be that transitional part that is apparent in your online presence. So whether that's your blog or your Instagram feed or your TikToks, so anything, you know what I mean? So it's going to be half in, half out, in that you need to finish out the work you're doing before you totally pivot. And this is really important with like things like editing styles, is you don't want to be a bright and airy photographer one day and then have all of your photographs be dark, black and white, grungy photos the next day. That's going to leave you with unhappy clients for people that have already booked you, and also less bookings because people are going to look at your stuff and be confused. There is going to be that transitory part, and that is when it can be the hardest to work through. And I can speak for experience from this so hard with what I did with building my Etsy shops, is that there is that transitional period. And for me, I just kind of chose to like get off of social media most of the time because it was too confusing to like think about what to even post. But I was still actively shooting. I actively shot this whole, all of 2023 while I was building Etsy shops, just less than I had before. I was still doing it. So I was still out there, still meeting people, but it definitely felt a lot like half in, half out. And that's when I think it can be really hard. You can have this idea. You're like, I want to switch genres. I feel so passionate about this. You try it out. You really think it's a good fit for you, but then you have to do the hard elbow grease of moving in to more and more of splitting those two things, the thing you were shooting before and the thing you want to shoot, and mixing it together. So don't be shy as you do this. Just let yourself post things. Just put your work out there. Know that it's not going to be the very best every single time you go for it. Know that it's going to take time. Know there's going to be a transitional period, and you're probably going to make some mistakes along the way. So if you're trying to pivot into one genre, say you are changing your editing style, you might hit a mistake along the way where you post a whole bunch of dark and moody photographs, and then you deliver a gallery that was bright, and someone could be like, whoa, I thought they'd be a little bit darker based on your current editing style. Those are things you can run into. And when that happens, just give yourself some grace, give your clients some grace. Sometimes if you're like making genre switches, there can be some messiness. So if someone might not love their photos with the new style, or they might expect the newer style when they were actually photographed under the other style, know that sometimes you're going to have to do some back and forth, and you might have to do something like maybe re-edit a little bit or take their feedback into account a little bit more. Because even as we grow, when we're learning new things, sometimes that can impact what we are doing and how we are seeing the world. Photography is so vulnerable. And that's why things like switching genres is just so freaking fantastic, because there's so many options for what we can do as photographers. I've been thinking about this a lot because I have my mock-ups, and I never thought I would photograph pictures of mugs, and I was like, this is ridiculous, and was like laughing at myself the first time I do it, and sometimes I still laugh at it. But now I'm like, it's no big deal for me because I'm used to this now, to shoot 20 minutes of mugs on a backdrop in my office, and then I just put them up and then they sell, and that's great. Sometimes they don't sell, usually they do, and I'm able to make income from that. I'm not living off of mug photographs, but it's something that goes into the overall business and really building it up and doing more for, I feel like there's more going. I love, one thing I'm so passionate about, especially post-pandemic, is that I like to have as many streams as possible with what I am doing. So that is something when you're switching genres that is so important to keep in mind, because if you're listening to this podcast, you might not even be wanting to switch genres. Maybe you just want to add another one. Say you photograph high school seniors and you also want to photograph families, with like keeping your eye out to also expanding into like newborn photography or like studio portraits of kids. Those are things that could all work together. But when you're just photographing the high school seniors, it's hard to envision how all of that can work together. But the more you shoot those things, the more you build that portfolio, the more you work on the relationships you have, and the more you come up with unique marketing ideas, the stronger it's going to get in your overall aesthetic. This is why I'm so passionate about having a style and having something like having editing, having ways you shoot that is consistent. Like if you are shooting, always going for a certain kind of connection in your photographs, it's going to be seen, whether it's weddings or family or even product photography, it's going to come through. That's why there's so much more than just niching down, and why, again, there's good reasons for niching down in the beginning. But if you are feeling stuck in the mud, don't think that you only have to do things one way. If you want to switch genres, if you want to add a genre, or if you're just looking into like eyeing a different city to move to, think of ways you can do that. If you move, you cannot just like expect to move to a city and then all of a sudden have a ton of clients there waiting for you unless you've done a lot of front-end work. And with that, there's going to be traveling back and forth from your old town to your new town. If you don't do the front-end work, you're going to move somewhere and then you're going to have a lot of transition going to your old town to work and being at your new town. There's always, think of it like that. If you're switching genres, I just want you to envision a move and how it can go from being one spot and then moving to the other. And some photographers will just choose to always be hybrid shooters. So say you lived in Kansas City and then you moved to St. Louis. People will shoot in both spots and they'll travel back and forth because you're reasonably close. But other photographers will be in Kansas City and then move to St. Louis and they'll just be in St. Louis and not shoot in Kansas City anymore. But in that transitory time, they're going to be going back to Kansas City to shoot. And then there's other photographers who will take that move to St. Louis from Kansas City, and then they will not just be in St. Louis. They'll go to Memphis and to Nashville and to Chicago and to Kansas City, and they'll like expand. So that's what's so fascinating and wonderful about genres and like career transitions is there's so much you can do. And I feel like with photography, like, it feels like sometimes we have like this path, like I'm going to be a wedding photographer and I'm just going to be a wedding photographer forever. Like, this is going to be fun. This is going to be great. And then you're like, well, what else do I want to do? And there's so many ways you can expand and build on that genre by really paying attention and doing what feels best to you. And that's why you have photographers who can travel all over, who've expanded into different cities. There's other photographers who have done things like started out as high school senior photographers and now they shoot boutique work. Like, that's fun. That makes sense. And it keeps your career interesting. It keeps your creative spirit moving and it adds more revenue and really can just help you become a stronger photographer because you'll see so many commonalities in your photographs of how things pull together. So if you want to switch genres, take a deep breath. You can build that portfolio, work on those relationships, come up with unique marketing ideas, and just know it's going to be a messy and don't be shy about it. Go for what you want. So often in photography, so often with creative businesses, we feel hesitant, we feel scared, we don't want to do things wrong. And of course, none of us want to do things wrong. We want to do things correctly. We want to have things work out, right? Like, but I know that can be scary, but just go for it. If you are feeling like called to do a specific kind of work, then just keep working and growing and have that goal in mind so that you can become the best photographer and person that you want to be. Like, keep going and just know that it's possible, even if it feels like you'll never be able to switch genres or never be able to switch locations or ever be able to change your editing style. I know that it can really feel like that sometimes. So just know that you've got this and you can just really, if you pay attention to what's working, if you take that deep breath and you build that portfolio, you will be able to switch. And then we'll do a little bit of a homework assignment with this one because I know we do those sometimes. And for that, I'm going to say, look around you. If you are thinking that you're stuck, if you feel stuck in your photography right now, if you feel stuck and are thinking about switching genres or just kind of wishy-washy on switching genres, what I want you to do is look at your work this next week and see a common spark. Write it down, write down those connecting sparks, and then think about how that can be impacted into other genres of photography. Or if you're thinking about moving, look at like the commonalities from the place you're living to the place that you're going to, that you're eyeballing to move to. So look at your work and identify those threads that can be pulled of what is something you always get in your photographs. Pull up your favorite, like 5 to 10 photographs, and then look at them, find those common threads, and then see how that can relate to genre switching and switching your editing style or moving. You're going to see it. I know that sounds a little abstract, but just look at those photographs. Look at them as critically as you can. Think of them like you're not your own. Think of them like they're not your photographs and see if you can see a common thread and see how that can move to whatever genre you are thinking of switching in. Okay, guys, I hope you have an amazing week and I hope this was a helpful episode. I'll talk to you later. Bye.